Neville Goddard says, you are the operant power. It doesn't operate itself. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Neville Goddard Podcast. My name is Mr. 2020, and today I'm here to tell you who you truly are. You are the operant power. It doesn't operate itself. And you can't give your power away to a rock in the sky or a rock in your pocket. You can't give your power away to some blockhead, some rockhead, somebody named Rocky either. You can't give the power of you away. You are the operant power and you are the power. You are the love, the wisdom, the power of God, Neville Goddard says. And I agree. I've got a deck of cards on my table over there and I do magic tricks with them. I feel happy when I'm playing with the cards. It's something I enjoy, but I'm not putting the power of happiness in the cards, right? So I'm happy a lot of the time. I'm happy doing this podcast. But more importantly, I've never seen a deck of cards or a rock in my pocket or a rock in the sky order a pizza. You see, you get to order then wait, Neville says. And you get to trust knowing that it will not be late. You are the power. You are the operant power. Neville Goddard says, let's dive a little deeper into this quote. Ignore the facts of life and assume. Assume. Ignore the facts of life and assume you are affluent. He goes on to say, all you need to know is Christ. And Christ is your own wonderful human imagination. What else do you need to know but Christ? And what he means by that is you are your own savior. Remember, every desire has its own plan and power of fulfillment. Every desire does. Not every problem, not every argument. You ever notice how problems and arguments like make you feel weak? They make you feel confused. They drain you of energy. That's because problems and arguments don't have any power. You feed them and they just eat like parasites, like politicians. They promise you a lot, don't they? Meanwhile, your desires are divine in origin. Every desire has its own plan and power of fulfillment. That's beyond your need to know. Thank God. If I had to know every single thing that it was going to take to get me to move to Australia, including changes to the laws several times, including like how does the finances thing work out? How does moving a business around the world work out? How does moving a body around the world work out? God, it would have been crazy. But I imagine something. Remember, I know I am the operant power and it doesn't operate itself. So I imagine voting. So I imagine voting, something that I'm not pleased to do. Something I don't have to do every day, just once in a while. And something when it shows up, I do everything I can to like radio, whatever. Because in Australia, only citizens can vote and Australian citizens must vote. It's the law. They actually fine us if we don't like show up and take a box on a piece of paper and throw it in our basket. Right? Anyway, that's my imaginal act, because I'm the operant power. The power doesn't operate itself, and you cannot give the power of you away. Every single desire has its own plan and power of fulfillment, so hey, all you have to do is be the operant power. You don't have to make something happen. You get to choose what goes on your plate, because Neville says creation is finished. You get to choose what portion of it that you want to partake in. If you got gold today, if you get gold from these free little podcasts, we've got a cool little thing called NevilleGoddardStore.com. It's NevilleGoddardStore.com. And at NevilleGoddardStore.com, you can get all kinds of goodies and my email. I'd love to hear from you. I love hearing from you guys. Where do you think the podcast come from? Your questions, your comments. If you ask a question, I tend to answer it. I love it. And I also encourage you, because here's the deal. There's only so much I can do in a 7-minute podcast. What we can do in a program, what we can do in a course, what we can do in a year-long experience like Remarkable. Change your world. Big time. So if you got gold today, swing over to NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go get some goodies. By investing in you, you support the project. By supporting the project, you are investing in you. Neville Goddard said, always be investing. And here's the key. You don't have to take your power back. You just get to invest it. Because anytime you feel like you need to take your power back, you've spent it instead of simply investing. Be an investor in all that you do. And now let's invest the next 30 seconds by imagining up something lovely that implies your wish is fulfilled as we go into the silence. Thanks for listening. Wherever you are in the world, I'm imagining your smiles on the bus, in your car, taking a walk, ignoring people, or listening to something good like this. Have a great day. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.